God, the eternal perspective that can change people's life. That is important. Life is short. Life is short. You know why it's short? It's really. Life is meaningful. It's not whether it's long or short. You know, Jesus came to this world. He spent only around 33 years old in this world. Do you think that he accomplished the greatest thing in the world? The most important, he fulfilled the will of God that the Father sent him to this world. Life, short or long, it really doesn't matter. Life, short or long, if there is no purpose of life, that is equal to zero. Life long and short is more importantly if we have a mission and a purpose and the meanings of this life. You know, recently, it's something really last year, just last year. Before that, our church in Dallas, we have a missionary. He's my really close brother. And he originally is from China, Northwest China. And he married to an American. Her name's Laura. And you know how they met? Before he became a Christian, his life is just like a homeless life. Back to 60s, 70s, you know, the hippie style kind of people like that. He is this kind of people. And he just carries his guitar all over in China's and sing in the pubs, in the car, in the disco areas and all kind of, it kind of mess life there. When he sang, he's a good singer. You know how good he is. He just carries his guitar, sings, and the of money too. But life is meaningless. He's empty. You know, he shared with me. He said the last song he sang was Bridge. After singing, and you know, at that time, he just put a guitar, the box there, and people just put the money there, sang. You know, he said to me, he said, that time under the bridge, that was the last song he was going to sing. After this song, he planned, he did not plan to have a new life. He did not plan to have a good direction. He did not plan to have a better life. He planned to commit suicide at the Lanzhou River. Okay, it's crazy. Just happened. Just happened. A few missionaries passed by. And, you know, feel like this guy is a little brave and something wrong. And after listening to him singing this last song, I said, hey, how about if you have time, this is my address and my apartment, so you can come to visit me. And the missionary went on. And at that moment, after the finish his last songs, he went to the Lanzhou River, owing to jamming and going to commit suicide. You know, he remembered this missionary invited him to go to his house. Praise the Lord. This is a power. This is a power of invitation. There is a power. Probably the missionaries pray for this guy. At that moment, there is a power that the Holy Spirit is going to change this person to be a fruitful one. You know, he didn't jump. And the next day and later, he went to visit a missionary. And he got to know Jesus Christ. His life changed. You know, before that, he has a good voice. He earned a lot of money to singings and guitars and all things like that. After he accepted Jesus Christ, he said, I'm no longer saying this to the world. I'm going to use my voice, use my gift, use my talent to worship God. You know, that is the eternal perspective to look at the worldly thing. The eternal purpose that driven your life. There's an eternal purpose that led us to continue to move on to be abundant life, that we can continue to be a blessing to many others. Same thing. We have opportunity. We have a skill. Even with wealth. We have all this strength. Are we use it to serve the world? Are you use all this potentially to be the king and queens of this world? Or rather, you use all your strength, all your gifts, and all that God has given you to put on the God of will, that you can serve from the eternal perspective that can glorify God. As a children of God, instead of kings or the queens of this world, you become a children of God, a servant of God, that all the opportunity that God gave you, you can transform it and use it for His glory to impact life, life on life, so that they will know the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, this morning. The Bible is clearly, very practically, from the books of James, really encourage us. The most important things in our life is what? Is what? Doing the most important things right now. What do you mean right now? And what's the most important thing? That's something we have to change right now. It's not something we think later. Help us, Lord, this morning. As we, some of you going to college, some of you continue to follow your dad's and mom's path, some of us getting old, it really doesn't matter. The most important is know what we are doing right now. Am I here? And all these times and all these opportunities and all these things for us, am I do it for His glory, so that people will know Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You. Thank You for Your words that continue to help us this morning to know the purpose of our life. Father, You love us. We know that each of us here are so precious because we have a beloved and we have been, dear Heavenly Father, who we can call Abba Father. Thank You that we can encourage this morning, and also Your words always be a path and lamp of our life. Shine us, light us, empower us, fire up us, so that we can find the true meaning in all times, in all opportunities, in all areas, that we can glorify Your name. Father, thank You. Thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Now and the future, Lord. So God, I pray that you would allow us to focus on glorifying you now in our lives, every single time in the present, Lord. Not just worrying about what our aspirations are in the future, Lord, but rather thinking, how can I glorify you right now, Lord? So God, I pray that you would allow us to try to adopt this mindset, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray.
We have a few announcements before we conclude our service. First of all, we want to welcome all the first-time visitors. If you're here for the first time, we welcome you to KD Christian Community Church. It's good to be worshiping with all of you. We have a free lunch for you, so we invite you to participate in that. There is youth group this Friday, so Focus is our youth group. It's open for incoming sixth graders all the way to graduating seniors. I believe it's a potluck this Friday. If you have any other questions about that, I think you can go ask our interns or talk to some of the youth that are more involved in that, certain team members, etc. Go ahead and church office will be closed on Thursday for July 4th. So don't come here on July 4th. Next slide. There are a couple camps that you guys know of. The Pilgrim's Progress is our children's summer camp. It's open from four-year-olds to graduating fifth graders. Please register by tomorrow. I believe tomorrow's the last day to register. They're also looking for volunteers, so if you're a seventh grader and above in the youth group, please contact Pastor John Chen for that. Also, as you guys know, D Camp and Camp Impact are coming up. Those are the camps for our youth as well. Registration deadline is today, so if you haven't signed up and you're looking to do that, please do so by the end of today. And JAM is another camp that's focused on people that are wanting to use their musical talents, whether it's singing or playing an instrument, or just even wanting to learn more about worship. That's a camp specifically focused for them. Okay, I believe those are all the announcements. I'm going to invite Pastor Tan up for the benediction.
Okay, all right, let's receive the benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is be with you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. We give the all glories to God, and the Lord be with us. Please be seated. Good to see you.